So the New England Patriots are heading back to the Super Bowl. In case you missed it last night, they trounced the Indianapolis Colts. They absolutely destroyed them with a 45-7 win last night at Gillette Stadium to capture the AFC title. It was the second most lopsided AFC championship win ever, and it means the Pats are now preparing for the Seattle Seahawks in Super Bowl 49, Sunday, February 1st in Arizona. But first comes word of a possible scandal that Twitter users are dubbing Deflategate. The NFL is investigating whether the Patriots deflated footballs in last night's game. Shalice Monza-Young covers the Patriots for the Boston Globe, and she's with us now. Hi, Shalice.
Hello.
So there was a moment last night when it looked like the Colts were going to make a game out of this, but then the Patriots pulled away in the second half. They never looked back. What allowed them to crush the Colts so decisively?
They match up very well with the Colts. The Colts drafted Andrew Luck number one overall in 2012, and the Patriots have played the Colts now four times since Indianapolis drafted Luck, and they've won decisively every time by over 20 points in those four games. Andrew Luck has really struggled against the Patriots. He now has 6 passing touchdowns and 10 interceptions in those four games against the Patriots, and you know, the Patriots did a great job, as they always do, in the days leading up to the game, saying that the Colts were much improved since the teams met in November. But in the end, they came up with a great game plan, and they were able to execute it.
It was really something. So now they're headed back to the Super Bowl, as you pointed out today in the Globe, the 6th of the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era. They're going to be taking on the defending Super Bowl champions, the Seattle Seahawks. How do you think they match up?
I think it's going to be a tremendous game. I really do. I think both teams have very strong defenses. I would probably give the edge to the Patriots in terms of who has the better offense. But again, it goes back to matchups and how will the Patriots' offense match up against the Seahawks' defense. It's considered to be, you know, the best defense that there's been in the NFL for the last couple of years. If they're able to get pressure on Tom Brady, then it could be a really long day for the Patriots. And this is a team in Seattle that they're really pretty cocky. They talk a great deal. People who remember a couple of years ago, the Patriots went to Seattle and lost a very close game. And Richard Sherman, the Seattle cornerback, was right in the face of Tom Brady after the game and went after him on Twitter afterwards and things like that. So there's a lot of history there. And plus, you know, Pete Carroll, who preceded Bill Belichick as coach of the Patriots, but it just depends on how they were able to game plan to face that Seahawks defense.
All right, well, you laid it out pretty well there, but do you have a gut feeling about how this game is going to turn out?
Here's the thing. For the Globe's season preview that publishes right before the regular season starts in early September, I predicted the Patriots to beat the Seahawks in Super Bowl 49. So
you're going to stick
by
that.
I'm going to roll with that because it will be 2 years in a row that I got it 100% right, and you know, I feel good about that.
Yeah, you should. What a great claim to fame. That's great. Well, listen, Shalice, before I let you go, I have to ask you about what Twitter users are calling Deflategate, these allegations that the Patriots deflated footballs last night. First of all, what do we know about this? And by the way, why would it be beneficial for a team to deflate game balls? I don't quite get this.
Well, at this point, what we do know is that the NFL is looking into it. The Patriots could be fined. They could potentially be docked draft picks if it is discovered that they truly did doctor the balls in any way, particularly because last night it was so wet. If the ball is deflated a little bit, it means it's probably a little bit easier for Tom Brady to grip it. They could have gained maybe a slight advantage, but it certainly was not at all the reason why the Patriots were able to win by 38 points last night.
Well, that's Shalice Monza-Young of the Boston Globe. She covers the New England Patriots, who are heading back to the Super Bowl February 1st, possibly with fully inflated footballs. Shalice, thanks so much. We really appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too.
Stay with us. Coming up, Whipping Boy, a story of an author's 40-year-long search for his 12-year-old bully. I'm Lisa Mullins.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.